بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب في النهي عن البدع ومحدثات الأمور. This chapter is regarding prohibition of innovations and introducing new things in Shariat, in our deen. Yesterday we did the chapter concerning it being necessary to submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how should one respond when he is called towards good and prohibited from evil. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings a few verses of the Holy Quran explaining that after Quran and Sunnah, whatever Rasulullah SAW has taught us, of course, whatever Allah Ta'ala has sent down as Sharia, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought for us as our deen, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us our deen, then we should not introduce any new matters in deen which has no basis in deen. All new matters which has no basis in deen. So a new practice which was not prevalent in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is known as Khairul Qurun. Rasulullah said, Khairul Quruni Qarni, the best of times, the best of eras is my time. So any new practice that was not prevalent during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhu majma'in this new practice does not oppose any of the principles of deen, any principles of Islam, and it falls within the limits and the scope of Sharia, then this practice will not be regarded as a bid'ah. Hence we say, bid'ah would be those actions which were not prevalent in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram and do not fall into the scope of Sharia. So something which is absolutely new and has got no basis in Sharia. There are so many things that we are doing today. For example, we are driving cars. Now cars was not found in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are living in certain type of homes we have. We have carpets, we have musallas. These were not found in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't have a mic system. They didn't have so many things that how we enjoy today, a wudu khana. So these things are not regarded as bid'ah. Bid'ah will mean those actions which are absolutely new, invented, innovated, brought into Sharia, brought into our deen, and which has no basis in Islam. It was not practiced by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor by the Sahaba ikram. It is something somebody brought new into deen and regards it to be ibadah and a person is getting sawab for it, but it is not within the limits of Sharia and the scope of Sharia. It does not fall under any of the pillars of Islam or the foundation or the principles of Islam. So Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. After truth, that means after what Allah and Rasulullah has mentioned, after truth, there is only deviation. Allah ta'ala says, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, that we did not omit anything in the book. In other words, whatever Allah Ta'ala wanted from us, or Allah expects from us, the principles are mentioned in the Qur'an. And it is found in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is found in the Khulafai Rashidun. It is found in the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. So our primary source is Qur'an. So then we go to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have a dispute in any matter, then Allah says, revert it to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We look into Quran and sunnah, and we will find our solution. Then we have the ijma of the ulama and the qiyas that is applied. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. There is a sirat mustaqim, a straight path. Allah says, and this is my straight path. Follow it. Do not follow any other paths, for those paths will deviate you from the straight path. Like we are traveling, there's a straight path. Don't just take any off-ramp, because you won't reach your destination. Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path which Allah has chosen for us and shown to us by Rasulullah and the illustrious Sahaba, this is our Sirat al-Mustaqim. Don't try and take any other path, because we will not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you claim that you love me, Allah says you love me, then follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fattabi'uni, follow me, mean follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow his way of life. Yuhibbukumullah, Allah will love you and Allah will forgive you your sins. An Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa raddun muttafaqun alaihi. Wa fi riwayatin li Muslimin man 'amila 'amalan laysa alaihi amruna fahuwa raddun. Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala says that whoever, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever introduces into our deen that which is not part of our deen, it will be rejected. One who does an action which we did not command, Rasulullah says, we do not command that action, then it will be rejected. Of course, I explained to you, the explanation is that this new thing that a person brings in deen, he treats it to be part of deen, it is part of ibadah. For example, he brings about a new action in salat or any other aspect of deen, and there is no basis for it, there is no usul for it found in sharia. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب إحمرت عيناه وعلى صوته واشتد غضبه حتى كأنه منذر جيش. جابر رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sometimes when he would give khutbah and he would stand on the minbar, at sometimes his eyes would become red and he would raise his voice would be raised and he will become angry as though, or his anger will intensify as though he is warning an army. So this was not all the time Rasulullah gave khutbah, this was the kafiyat, but there were times when Rasulullah was emphasizing a very important point and he needed to get the full attention of the Sahaba Ikram to guide them onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. And if there was some fear that perhaps somebody may not understand something, Rasulullah then raised his voice and his anger will become intensified and his eyes will become red, as though he was warning an army. يَقُولُ صَبَّحَكُمْ وَمَسَّاكُمْ, that beware against an attack in the morning and evening. وَيَقُولُ بُعِثُ أَنَا وَسَّاعَةُ كَهَاتَيْنِ. He would say, I and Qiyamah have been raised, or we have been sent at the same together. وَيَقْرِنُ بَيْنَ أُسْبُعُهِ السَّبَّابَ وَالْوُسْطَى. أُسْبُعِهِ السَّبَّابَ وَالْوُسْطَى. Rasulullah would then join his index finger and his middle finger, showing closeness that I have come into this world. Qiyamah is not far away. Imagine, that is the time when Rasulullah said it. How close we may be now to Qiyamah. When he came, so he said, one of the signs that I have come into this world, and now Qiyamah is not very far away compared to when Adam alayhi salam came to this world, compared to when Musa alayhi salam came to this world. Rasulullah was the last Nabi. So he said, I and Qiyamah have been brought together. وَيَقُولُ أَمَّا بَعَدْ. And then Rasulullah would deliver his sermon, and he would say, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The best of speeches is that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran. وَخَيْرُ الْهَدِّ هَدُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the worst of matters are those innovations that have been brought in deen. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every innovation which has no basis in sharia is misguidance. It is ضلالة. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ أَنَّ أَوْلَى بِكُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ مِّن نَفْسِهِ. Then Rasulullah will say that I am closer to every believer than his own self. Rasulullah is closer to us than we are to ourselves. In other words, he had so much of love and muhabbat for us. And he then said, مَن تَرَكَ مَالًا فَلِأَهْلِهِ. Whoever leaves wealth, and he passes away, he leaves wealth, then it is for his family, for his children, for his heirs. وَمَن تَرَكَ دَيْنًا أَوْ ضَيَاعًا فَإِلَيَّ وَعَلَيَّ. And whoever leaves debts behind, Rasulullah ﷺ, out of his love for his ummah, he would say, whoever leaves debts behind, or he has needy children, then they are my responsibility. I will see to the payment of his debts. I will look after his children. So this is the shafqat and muhabbat Rasulullah ﷺ had for us. رواه مسلم وعن العباد بن ساريه رضي الله عنه حديثه السابق في باب المحافظه على السنه. And Imam Nawawi then alludes to another hadith which came before, wherein Rasulullah SAW mentioned similar thing about bid'ah, that every innovation is astray, and therefore we should be careful to bring about bid'ahs in our deen. The sunnah is so beautiful, so simple, and so easy for us to follow. It has got beauty in it, it's got more in it. We should just follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rather than bring practices and innovation from our side, which will only be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal on the pure Quran and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah protect us from all type of innovations. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.